Hi guys, so I'm checking in with you guys right now. I need to be working. I'm like working and trying to cook dinner or whatever, trying to get dinner started. I'm like the only one in my house that gets to stay home, so I was like, might as well cook, so I'm about to start cooking dinner. But anyway, I want to check in. So guys, yesterday, the last 2 days was a struggle for me. So I want to thank you guys for the support, for the listeners that just understood and may have not said anything, but just really understood what I was dealing with. You know what? Last night, after everything was said and done, I was upset about so many things. I was mad about people. I was upset about stuff that was out of my control. So what I did was I prayed yesterday, I prayed today, and I started listening to Joel Osteen. Now, I've always loved Joel Osteen. I always used to listen to him in my car on satellite, Sirius XM radio. And I used to watch him on the mornings, Sunday mornings. And if I didn't go to church, I'd watch him. And I just remember, like, yesterday was just, like, a moment for me where I was just like, you know what? Like, I really want to just listen to Joel Osteen. I really just want to wrap my mind around it. I really just want to figure out, you know, Joel Osteen. So I just listened, pulled up YouTube, pulled up his name, and just started listening to all these sermons. And I just started to feel better. Like, I felt like God heard me. I was praying. I was crying. I was listening to Joel Osteen, and I just felt like, for now, I feel 100% better, guys. I don't feel emotional. I don't feel sad. I feel like I'm pushing through and that it's going to be okay. Like, yes, it may seem hard right now, but I know that it's going to get better and that the best is yet to come and that, you know, God has a lot in store for me, and I may not see it right now, but God is making a way for me. You know, I've learned so much about myself. I think from the beginning of this whole thing, it was really about me going through a huge breakup, me trying to deal with that, me being mad and resentful, me feeling like he was the only person I could talk to when that wasn't my reality. You know, after listening to Joel Osteen, I was like, no, I need to talk to God. I need to go to God. I need to talk to him about the things I'm dealing with. I need to stop going to other people or depending on other people for happiness, because God is my happiness. I pray to him. He will fix this for me. And I feel like that's the one thing I'm learning as I go through life, guys. I know everybody that listens to me probably is not religious, and you don't have to be. Well, let's just respect each other and our differences. But for me, I know that God is going to get me through. Being that I'm trying to heal, I feel like I don't want any negativity around me. I don't want any negative people. I don't want any negative period around me. So I just want to heal in peace and just be okay with that. So in order for me to just heal in peace, to be happy, you know, I decide I got to cut people out of my life as I go. So that guy that I was kind of liking, I just deleted his number out of my phone because I feel like, you know, while I'm healing, I don't want him. He's not for me. I don't feel like he's God sent. And I'm healing right now, and I don't want people like that in my life. So I just cut ties with him pretty much, you know. I'm never going to speak to him again. And I pretty much told him that in a text message. I was like, you know what? I'm pretty much done. We don't need to have a conversation. I don't need you as a friend or anything. It's just like, right now, I just need to focus on me, my daughter, and my life. And just focus on the beauty of things that I have and the friends I have. And I know God is going to send people in my life who are positive, who are uplifting, who have God in them, and who are good people. And that, I will meet the right guy when I'm healed and when I'm ready. God will send me that guy. But I'm not going out looking for another boyfriend. I'm not going out looking for someone to heal me, to be, not heal me, but to just help me because I feel lonely or whatever. Like, I'm never lonely. I always have God. I always have my daughter. I always have my family and friends. And I don't need a man to validate that. And I don't need anyone in my life to validate me. The only person I need to validate me is God. I go to him, I pray to him, and he'll get me through it. But yesterday was a struggle, but I can't wait because once I'm off work, which I think I'm pretty much off because my internet on my computer is not working anymore. It's not connecting, so I can't even pull up the portal for my job to even do the work anymore. So, but pretty much, yeah, I plan on just loving me. I'm excited to love Sherelle. I'm excited to see what's next for Sherelle, and I can't wait till this quarantine is over with and I'm back at my job. And I'm telling you, when this is over with, guys, I'm never going to be in the house. I'm going to constantly be on the go. Go, go, go. They're going to be like, where's Sherelle? Oh, not home. She's gone. Because I promised myself to just go. Not stay in the house. I'm going to go out every weekend. I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to always find something to do, spend time with my daughter, and I'm always going to make the best of everything. Oh, my God, guys. My throat feels scratchy, and I don't know why. Like, I literally hope that I'm not getting sick. I mean, literally. I know that's scary. I'm sorry. But, like, literally, my throat is just, like... And I think it's because my house has been really cold today. I keep putting the heat on, but it cuts off, and then my throat is scratchy. Weirdly enough. Anyway, but enough about that, because I don't want to freak you guys out, and you be like, she has the virus! Because I don't. Okay? But anyway, it's important for me to just always, you know, put me first. And that's what I want to do going forward. Like, I don't want to live my life worrying about other people and what they think of me and all these things. Like, it's important for me to just love me and worry about me and just have a good time with it. So that's what I intend to do. I intend to just live my life to the fullest and just don't let the little things get to me anymore. Like, it's not important. I don't want to be mad at people. I don't want to be holding grudges. I don't want to be, like, worried about the next person. I just want to focus on me and just love me and worry about me. I don't have time to be worried about the next person and what they're doing or what they're not doing or whatever. You know, I just want to worry about Sherelle and focus on me and the things that I love to do. And I can't do that if I'm worried about other people or what they're going to think or who I need around me, you know? This has been the weirdest, but this has been like one of those healing processes that was so different for me because I'm used to not healing in this way. I've never healed in a place where I can just say, okay, Sherelle, it's okay to be alone. I never healed in a place where I just gave myself time to just be single. Every time I would get out of a relationship, you know, I would always be single for maybe a couple of months, maybe 6 months at the most, maybe five. And then I'm back into another relationship and I'm back to having somebody. And this is the first time I'm like, no, Sherelle, you're not going to do that. We're not going to be jumping in and out of relationships. We're going to just focus on loving ourselves and then we'll date. So this is the first time in my life at 30 years old that I'm just like, you know what? I'm not doing it this time. This time I'm going to be single for a long time. Even if whether it's for a year, whatever, 10 months, I don't even care how long it is. But this time I'm just going to focus solely on me. And like I said, when the right guy finds me, God will send him to me. But I really don't want to focus on like that stuff anymore as much, you know. And so I want to make this podcast uplifting because we need to uplift each other right now. And, you know, I don't have time to be like worrying about what's going to happen next or what's not going to happen. So my goal for me right now is just to, like I said, just focus on me and focus on you guys a little bit more and what's going on with you guys and stuff like that. So that's basically what I'm going to be doing. And hopefully we'll like enjoy that and we'll just get to know each other and we'll just keep it moving because that's all we really can do. And you know, some things are just unfortunately are just like that, you know, you just go through things and you got to figure it out. And so that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna keep going as each day goes by. Keep pushing, keep going. And yeah, that's it basically. And also for anybody out there, why I keep on seeing people making like comments about people with mental illness. Like I've seen some stupid stuff on Twitter where somebody made a comment about Wendy Williams wanting to rush back to her talk show to do Hot Topics. And then somebody in the comments was like, she has a mental illness. That's just a mental illness. No, that's not a mental illness. That's just stupidity. If she would have want to rush back to a talk show host, I mean, to a talk show job to host it, why this virus is going on, that's stupidity. That's not a mental illness. So why people need to stop making jokes like that. Those jokes are not cool to make. You sound retarded. Well, I don't want to say retarded. You sound stupid. Because retarded sounds mean. So I take that back, guys. I apologize. I don't want to say you sound retarded, but you sound stupid. Like, please stop doing that. Because I don't want to offend anybody with that comment. I love all people. So that was very rude of me to say. I do apologize. I meant to say the person sounds stupid. But they do. You sound really stupid. Like, why are you out here saying people have mental illnesses and joking about it? Like, Wendy Williams, come on now. Like, we don't know if she has a mental illness or not. Don't make those kind of comments. Right now, it's such a sensitive time that I feel like everybody's just throwing the word mental illness out there. And people aren't educated on it. So, don't just throw it out there just because we're going through a trying time. I get it. But you can't just throw that word out there like it's just something that you just say out of your mouth for no reason. Like, come on. You really got to educate yourselves on it and really get to a good place with it. And stop, you know, making a mess of it on Twitter or Instagram and saying, oh, she's doing this. She has, that's just mental illness. Like, who the hell says stuff like that? Like, come on, guys. We got to be more sensitive. And we got to be more positive and not stupid. I mean, just not saying the most stupid things that come out of our mouths. Like, come on now. It's just, that's been crazy. But I think at this time, like, mental illness is so bad for a lot of people because we're in the house, especially when you have mental illness and, like, you're struggling because you're in the house and, you know, it's hard when you're, I think that's what was really getting to me, too. Like, you know, sitting in this house every day, it's tough because I have no choice because I'm working from home and it sucks, but, well, it doesn't suck. I'll say it doesn't suck. The point is I kind of miss working in my office, though. What sucks about it is just that I miss the interaction of being around people. But, of course, I'm trying to stay safe right now. So, obviously, I can't be around people, and that's fine. But, you know, I kind of, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't, like I'm not missing, like, the interaction of people, though. Because I truly am. Like, I kind of miss being around, like, my coworkers and just talking to patients and things like that. But, of course, I'm talking to them by phone. But, you know, you still miss it. So, I don't know. It's just so much. The world is just crazy right now. We just need to stay strong through it all. And that's all we really can do. You know, you can't do much else. But my day so far has been pretty cool. I got a lot of work done until 3 o'clock. And my computer wants to act up. So, now it's not letting me do anything. So, that's why I'm like, you know what? It's not letting me work. So, I'm just wondering. I'm in the kitchen now because my computer keeps shutting down. I'll probably just log off the system in a minute because at this point, it's 4:45, and I'm usually off work at 5 anyway, so I probably just will call any patients back tomorrow morning. But, of course, tomorrow, I'm kind of excited. Comcast is coming out tomorrow. I'm not excited about being terrified because I don't know if the Comcast person has, like, you know, it's, like, a scary thing because you don't know if the Comcast person has, like, the virus or what, but and which is the same thing for me. He can say, oh, she might have it. So I'm definitely going to take precautions while wearing gloves and masks when the Comcast person is here. Hopefully they'll take the same precautions. And hopefully that we can just get them in and out. Because we're getting new cable boxes and all this stuff. So they got to set up the internet. So it's going to be a long day for them. They'll be here from like 3 to 5. I think they're coming from 3 to 5. So during that time probably won't work at all. I'll stay off of my laptop or whatever. So I'll stay off my computer. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm just excited because we're, like, getting, like, a different bundle. So it's kind of going to be different and cool. So I can get more, like, I mean, not that we don't have a lot of channels now because we do. But it's, like, even more channels in this bundle. So it's going to be cool. But, yeah. I don't know, guys. So pretty much. I just wanted to give you guys, like, a check-in with me because I feel like every day I've talked to you guys, I've been crying my eyes out, and you probably think, like, what is wrong with this girl? She losing her mind. Like, I know, I was really just going through something, and I, like, couldn't really deal with it, so I'm just glad you guys were, you know, still listening and not thinking, like, she's crazy, we need to, like, seriously stop listening to this girl. But, I put the wrong top on this pot just now, but oh well. I don't know. I just now realized that after I found the right one. Too late now. I'm not going to take it off and rewash it. But anyway, so yeah, it's nothing but craziness. So I'm just going to, but I don't know. I probably will just, in a few minutes, I'll probably just get off my computer because I'm actually probably going to go, look at my dog. He's just, like, standing there. Anyway, yeah, but I'm probably actually going to, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to actually do because I keep saying the word actually and I'm not saying anything else after, so now I sound crazy. But yeah, I'm probably actually going to, yeah, I don't know what I'm actually going to do. Yeah, I have to go pick up my daughter soon for my grandmother's house. So I have, like, a lot of things I got to work on right now. I'm, like, cooking dinner, but I also got to get ready to go get her soon. And so I'm probably going to get her soon. Dinner's cooking, and it smells delicious. I like cooking, guys, sometimes when I get into the mood of it. But I'm going to have to go to the grocery store this week to pick up some things. And, like, I'm petrified of the grocery store since all this stuff is going on. So it's this small Walmart we have near my house. It doesn't sell clothes or anything. It's just all about, it's just food. So I've been going there ever since this virus because it's a small Walmart, so they don't have a lot of customers. And because I don't want to be in a big, like, grocery store, like, we have, like, a food line and all that stuff here. And we have another Walmart here in Ashton, but it's huge. And I was like, no, I'm not going to Kroger or none of these stores. So I go to the small Walmart because nobody hardly shops there. And it's small, and I feel safer there versus going to a big Walmart right now. So I'll probably go there maybe Friday. I don't know. I'll try to go there. Try to probably go there Friday, if anything. Because I would go tomorrow, maybe Thursday or Friday, probably. Probably go on my lunch break because, you know, I break from like 12 to 1 and I take a little break from work. But, yeah. That's basically it. I'm not going to do too much, though, guys. I'm not, like, going to be like, woohoo, let's go out and do this and do that. Like, no, not at all. So, yeah. But once everything wraps up and once I clock out from work, I'm just going to sit across my bed and I'm going to read the Bible, listen to some more Joel Osteen sermons, and just relax. And that's how I'm going to spend my evening. Like, I'm actually planning on doing that a lot more. So, probably even when I go back to work again and I'm not working from home, I'll probably just listen to Joel Osteen. I'll make sure I listen to like one of his sermons before I go to bed each night. Make sure that I'm reading my Bible and just praying a lot more because, you know, we need that right now with the way the world is set up and the way, you know, people are acting and doing all kinds of crazy things. Like, you need, like, the Lord right now. We need God. We need something to keep us together. So I'm just trying to make a vow. And it's so funny because my therapist had suggested to me, she says, get more involved in the church and start doing more church activities to help. And, you know, she was right about that because, you know, so even though I can't go to church right now because my church has been shut down temporarily, so I'm just going to have church at home. Keep praying, keep loving, and that's all I really can do. It's all you really can ask for. There's not much we can do in this time, you know, besides spend time with family and friends. So, yeah, but I don't know what I'm going to get when I go to Walmart. I don't have a lot of food that we need. Our house is pretty much stocked because I went grocery shopping like a week ago. My mom also went the same week and got more food. So, yeah, we don't need a lot, so it shouldn't take me, like, that long in the grocery store when I do go. I don't need to pick up a whole lot of things. I don't know, guys. But, again, I'll keep you guys updated on, like, what I'm doing and stuff like that. And if you guys want me to do, like, a Bible study on the app, I can. And we can just talk more into depth about different sermons and all this stuff. Because I know I used to do a Bible study with you guys. It was, like, a couple of episodes where we actually read some quotes and we talked. And that was very therapeutic, I think, hopefully for me and for a lot of people out there that listen. So we can also start doing that again just so people can just clear their minds and just not worry so much about things. So, but yeah, I'm going to try to get my computer to work, guys. And if I can't get it to work, then I am going to just log off the system because I think my internet is done for the day. It's not connecting and I really can't get, I don't get new internet till tomorrow. So I just got to be patient. But I will talk to you guys later. I'm going to cook and try to get this computer to work. And then, like I said, spend the rest of my, pretty much not the whole night, but the next hour or two after I eat, I'm going to spend that time, like, listening to Joel Osteen, reading my Bible, and just zoning out for a little while. I'm going to make that a habit of doing every day. No matter what I'm doing throughout my day, I'm going to make it a habit to read my Bible every day, to listen to Joel Osteen and hear a good sermon, and really just, because he's, like, really good. He's really good at what he does. He's great. He's a great preacher. I mean, I know there's other preachers like T.D. Jakes. He's supposed to be, he's really good, too. I don't know if he's supposed to be. He is good, too. I've heard his stuff. And I know it's, like, Joyce Myers. But I've always just loved Joel Osteen because he just speaks to you in a way that you just get it. And it just, you know, that is what got me out of my crying phase. I have not cried one time today, guys, because I'm proud of myself for that, because I listened to that sermon, I've been praying, and I'm staying strong. And just know, if you're out there, you're not alone. None of us are alone. God has us. God will protect us. God will provide, and it's going to get better. And just know, you don't need other people around you to make you happy. You have you. And if you feel like you're alone and you don't have anybody, like I was feeling, just know you have God. Pray to him. He can heal you. He can help you. And hopefully you have some good friends or family members that, you know, are there for you and that get it and that can help you through this tough time. I am signing off now. Peace and love.